Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Kent Montgomery, the head of the Department of Physics and Astronomy, AM Commerce.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kent. Some interesting things going on in space. Let's talk first of all. I showed you an article about space junk, and this and there's an illustration with that looks very alarming indeed.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's not quite as crowded up there with junk as it appears.
It's getting to be a problem. There's tens of thousands. Everybody estimates 30 to 50,000 pieces of stuff orbiting the Earth, and it could be more. And all these pieces are still there. If they're in a high enough orbit, they don't ever go away. Once they start orbiting, they're just going to be there. And when you start sending up other satellites, you worry about the collisions. I think as of now, we've only known of like two. There was a satellite that was taken out a couple years ago by another satellite. An old Russian satellite ran into a communication satellite. And then just the last week, there was a piece of debris that actually ran into the arm for the space station. They found a hole about the size of a nickel when they were doing inspection, and then they realized a little tiny piece of material had run into it. So nobody knew it was coming.
Well, and in reading this article, one of the things they have to be concerned about is that when they have a spacewalk.
Yes.
They try to have some idea of where these things are, because if that hit the astronaut's spacesuit, be catastrophic,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, because the velocities are so high up there. When you're orbiting at about 17,000 miles an hour, give or take. It depends on the orbit. And yeah, if something else was going 17,000 miles an hour, it could be a piece of sand. It would go right through you. So, they try to track as much as they can, but there's only so much they can track. You know, the smaller pieces, you just can't even track them.
And these pieces are not, they're going to stay in orbit forever.
If they're close enough to the Earth, the Earth's atmosphere can expand and they'll slowly burn up and fall in, which is what they want people to do. Is like when your satellite's done, save enough fuel to actually send it down into the Earth's atmosphere to burn up.
Right.
But a lot of them weren't. And the international community got very upset because the Chinese a couple years ago actually said, we want to test if we can take out a satellite. So they put another satellite by one and then blew it up. Well, then all those pieces are just flying around. And they're like, that was not a good plan.
Oh, my gosh. And then there was the one, was it a Chinese satellite that did come back to Earth here recently?
Yeah, they lost control of one, but it did fall back into the atmosphere and burn up. It wasn't a problem.
But this is getting to be a major concern. We're talking with Dr. Kent Montgomery with Physics and Astronomy at A&M Commerce. And now these range from the discarded stages of rockets, which we're all fairly familiar with, to something as small as paint flakes.
Right. All those things are still up there floating around.
Boy.
If they're in a high enough orbit. You just can't get rid of them.
This is article, and this is from physics.org. We'll make a link to it. Very interesting article. There are 34,000 objects greater than 10 centimeters, and I looked that up. That's about 4 inches.
Right. And you can track anything bigger than that. They can track that from the Earth. So that's how we know exactly how many of those are. But how many smaller than that gets to be harder to find?
Well, I said 128 million between 1 millimeter and 1 centimeter. So very, very small indeed. And the thing is, it just, maybe it's not going to be that big of a thing in our lifetime, but over time,
it'll just keep getting worse. Especially when you have private companies that are sending up satellites, and so you're just getting more and more stuff.
And there's really, someone said, there's not enough money or resources in the world to clean up all the space junk properly.
Right. There's no way to get rid of it, and nobody's taking responsibility for it either. That's part of the problem too. Everybody's just like, it's somebody else's problem.
Yeah. One more thing. We've got a minute or two here left, but NASA did a little experiment, kind of a cute experiment, although I know it has serious intent. They sent water bears and I've never heard of water bears, but water bears and bobtail squid into space, to the International Space Station here recently.
Yeah, they're little small insects, I guess you would say, very tiny ones, but they're really sturdy. I mean, they can handle almost any conditions on Earth. They can survive it. And so they thought, well, let's see how they do up in space. I think they're technically named tardigrades, but the common name is water bears, and they want to see how they react to radiation, the vacuum, all the challenges in space, to see maybe if they're that doubt they could survive a travel through space, like inside a meteorite or something. Who knows? They're just trying to figure out what's going on.
They're also called moss piglets. They got to have either, I'd look, the piglet comparison looks, seems more apt to me than the bear, but they can survive in conditions that would prove fatal for most other animals, including extreme temperatures, pressure, radiation. So, and then the bobtail squid was the other thing. They're interested there with the effect of microgravity, and that's the lack of gravity, basically.
Right. Since the space station is continuously falling, you don't feel the effects of gravity. And so they want to see how do these organisms react when they don't have gravity, because that never occurs on Earth. Right. So
we do know, and one, they're trying to look at the long-term effect of being in space on astronauts. We know that pretty well, though, now, because people are up there for months or sometimes even years. Am I right?
Well, yeah, usually 6 to 9 months is the longest that anybody's been up there. But yeah, okay. There's been some intense studies. One of the most famous ones was when they sent twins, one twin up to the space station for 6 months and the other one left here, because then these identical twins, they can compare them exactly, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So they did that for a couple of years ago, a few years ago.
Well, water bears and bobtail squid in space now. Kent, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You're welcome.
Dr. Kent Montgomery, head of astronomy and physics at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETN.